This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, wonderful.
How's your battery holding out?
Oh, wonderful.
It's the saga of Big JD's battery show.
Yeah, it's it's a brand new battery.
Brand new. We just went and got it at Partridge Creek Shopping.
At Partridge Creek Mall. Isn't that what it's called?
Is it?
I think so. The Partridge Creek Mall?
Yeah. I don't know if I ever saw the word mall, because they're anti-mall, because it's all outside. Okay. You know what I mean?
I thought it was...
It could be mall.
Check it online. I thought it was... Here, I'll do it. I'll kill my battery, but...
You know, my battery's got 6 hours and 57 minutes left. 6 hours.
That's all wrong.
Well, this is...
Obviously, you have a misindication somewhere along the line.
Misindication. Is that Mr. Syndication's daughter? Miscindication. What else is going on with you, Big JD? How's the spec script for Two and a Half Men going?
You know what? That's what's tied me up partially this morning, for one thing, because I realized that I had to make a couple changes. So I was frantically working this morning because I wanted to get this thing sent out in the mail, because it's got to be postmarked before July 1st. And then realizing that I actually have Monday or Tuesday, because there's a holiday in there somewhere. The 1st of July is a holiday somehow? Is that a holiday here?
Well, July 1st is Confederation Day.
Well, the thing is, I got to make sure it's mailed and postmarked before July 1st. So I didn't end up actually mailing it today because I have these changes now. And I didn't really, I fell short on time with leaving anyway to make the changes. But I have them all noted. So where I have to make the changes and then reprint some of the pages to put back into the hard copy of the manuscript and then send on. But it's all finished, yeah. Finished and it came out really good.
Came out really good.
You have to check it out, actually. Yeah,
we'll check it out. Which reminds me of your manuscript that Kim's reading. Mm-hmm. She's about halfway done, but yeah. She's going camping on Monday, so she doesn't know if you want it back. And
no, just well, she's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to. Yeah, I have the other one right now that Lana just went back to work today, so there's a couple people, but it's I'm good.
Okay.
At, I want her to finish it. So
page 146 she's at. And
unless she doesn't want to finish it.
She's loving it. She loves it.
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah, she says it's no different than any other book she's read.
Okay.
It's a good story. She says it's got me, that's for sure. Like, you know.
I hope she digs the ending anyway.
You've developed some kind of web that, you know, the story progresses and obviously you're getting better at it.
Yeah, but I definitely want to know any negatives she has on the... finds of the story or characters or plot or anything.
Stories, character, or plot. Okay, I'll make sure.
Or, you know, anything that she finds is, this should have been more like this or could have been more like that or, you know, whatever.
Okay. Anyway, so that's good that you got the, when do you find out, oh yeah, your script has been accepted and...
This particular thing for that Disney ABC fellowship won't be until January.
Wow. So it'll is it like a competition or...
Sort of is really for a job in Disney ABC, a year working through their fellowship, and you actually go to, they'll put you up and you get a whole relocation package and everything and sent to LA to work.
Could you do that?
Could I do it?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I probably could because I'm kind of entitled to, but they won't sponsor. That's the only thing. So... I would have to be sponsored another way, either from my mom or somehow. Just because I'm entitled to go to the U.S., then be, because my mother, it doesn't even have to be my mom sponsoring me, as long as a relative or somebody does, which, right, you know, could be done, then I would be able to do it anyway. But just to be able to reach that status of them calling and say, you're the one we want,
mm-hmm,
it would be good enough for me. I think that would be helpful trying to advance a career in screenwriting.
Absolutely.
So, and then other than that, I'm going to send to that to Chuck Lorre and the boys, see if they're interested in it for the actual show.
Which, okay,
would be, yeah, just as great to me as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
As long, yeah, as I can get something taken by anything that I do, as long as I can get one thing bought, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm good. I get in the Writers Guild and boom.
You're legit, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be pro.
Exactly. Awesome. Could you picture yourself doing that? Sitting in front of the keyboard and just, this is my job. I
could more see myself doing it for that than the way I'm doing it now, because I'm not getting paid for it. Spend, yeah, a lot of time at, yeah, doing it. You know what I mean?
Your motivation would be different.
Yeah. And I can do it all fairly quickly. It all just comes. You know what I mean? I've got like probably 24 scripts that I want to write right now with log lines about the stories and everything. But
24.
Yeah.
That's 24. I can't even count that. I let alone keep track of 24 stories.
I just want to do right now what I need to be able to, you know, make any progression or sell anything. And that's to have 2 spec scripts for like 2 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I'm going to do is Ugly Betty. Hmm. And then have at least 1, which I have, but preferably 2 full-length features written as scripts. So as long as I have like those 4 things, you know what, right, I mean? And I do have 3 other ones that are, you know, like a TV series and a couple cartoons and stuff. So I got stuff, you know what I mean? In case people are interested and want to see your work or whatever, or you, absolutely, can put, yeah, it out there. Anyway,
that's
where that's going right now.
That's where Big, yeah, JD's headed. Going to LA.
What else is going on? You have some new kittens?
We have kittens around here. Someone dropped off some kittens. And we actually know who it is, the person who dropped them off. I think he was...
Sounds like the camper thing.
He thinks he was being more anonymous, but it wasn't. I guess wherever they're at, they have litters of kittens, and he usually brings them to work. And some people take them, but he says, yeah, a lot of times they just... Big JD, he's eating his lunch.
Right.
That is
forgot.
That's one loud lunch here.
He's in front of the microphone.
So he dropped him off he said he dropped him off at the 1A, which is the next intersection over here. There's no way those kittens made it from over there to over here.
Little kittens looking for a titty.
Yeah, they're looking for their mommy. But they look like they're just past that mark, whatever that mark is, 6 weeks or whatever it is for a kitten to be able to live on its own. They're eating cat food, so.
Why don't they just call Humane Society? They take them for free, don't they?
I think so, yeah. I have no idea what the scoop is, but he's...
And they don't take a chance on them dying somehow in somebody's yard or...
Right. I think the common knowledge is if you drop a cat off in the country, it should be able to survive on its own. And if it stayed around here, guaranteed, there's like field mice, yeah, everywhere around here. We had our cat go out and he just was walking, and a mother with mice on its teeth with climbing up, mm-hmm, the walls. So
as you said, I want to see the picture.
It's on my Flickr account.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
We went through that.
Flickr.com/Lippo. I got a lot of pictures up there. Anyway. So yes, we have kittens. Not for long, though.
Somebody else will enjoy them.
Oh, yeah. We can't be all that selfish and enjoy all those cats.
Maybe mistakenly send yours away with it.
Well, we only have 1 cat. It's a full-grown cat. Which
you talking about?
We have 1 cat.
Where's your other cat? Where's the gray cat?
He's done.
Really?
Yeah, he passed away.
When did that happen? That's my buddy.
Yeah,
gone.
Who's all our buddies?
One of the other cats.
Figaro.
Running around with a gun.
Right. Yeah, Figaro, he was pooping his guts out of his ass, so he was old and he was done. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know. When was that?
I'm going to say it was a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even realize, I guess.
6 to 8 weeks ago that happened, yeah. It was a sad time around here, but as we know, new cats come into our lives. And
so you're not going to keep one of the other ones? Or
no. No more cats.
Okay.
No more pets. We got a lizard, a cat, and a bird. That's enough. The lizard, lately, though, he's been Yeah, a lizard. He's a bearded dragon. What am I saying? But we've been taking him out lately and just let him go around the house. He's got the run of the house now. But I think he needs heat more than anything. He goes right for the door. Let me out! Anyway, you want to get to some news?
Not before mentioning the mall at Partridge Creek.
That's what it's called, the mall?
Mall at Partridge Creek.
Very good. I'm glad we clarified that. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit BigJD.com for more details.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Wacko Jacko.
He didn't want to be called Wacko Jacko.
Kick the bucket. Kick the bucket.
Yeah, he made a, in my, you know, I'd look back and say, well, what kind of mark did he make? He actually made
a huge mark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was talented, and he was an icon.
Right. It's just too bad he didn't have a...
He was just weird.
Weird, right.
But I think that, may also be part of the reason he was such an icon. If he was just, if he didn't go through all those things that he did, and as eccentric as he was, and the gloves and the face masks and all the changes to his face and his body and whatever, I don't know that he'd be as popular only by his music, because he was more known for the longest time now for all the things that he's done, you know, with the kid and the
Yeah, I think that definitely boosted his, whatever that is, status, his celebrityhood or whatever.
Because he hasn't done anything in a long time, really.
Right. But he had 50 sold-out shows at a big arena in London, O2.
All to get some money because he's over $400 million in debt. How do you even... They said because he just kept borrowing money. Where are you borrowing money from? The $400 million. The bank keep giving you money? Oh, he's Michael Jackson. Here's more. Here's more. Here's more. He doesn't have any money.
I guess he's got lots of stuff. I was just reading an article here.
Well, he's got lots
of. He's got lots of. I think it's going to.
He owns the Beatles.
Still owns the publishing rights to a lot of Beatles songs. But I guess Paul's buying those back slowly but surely. Hmm. That's a constant.
How did that Paul ever be without that?
How did he let it go, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he was living his life. He split up from the Beatles, and he was doing his own solo career. And then the publishing rights...
He didn't care about that stuff.
Well, yeah, stuff that's going on in the background. Someone who's really caring about it is making those decisions for him. So eventually they end up losing a lot of the publishing rights for those songs, which is really the key. That's where the money is the publishing rights. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, slowly he's buying his the rights back to... we say the Beatles song, but I think they're the Lennon McCartney songs.
Then he's going to kick. What's going to happen?
Oh, that's going to be awful. Let's say he's going to live at least longer than I do.
You think so?
I hope so.
Why?
I want him to be around.
Okay.
He's one of those. He's like an icon. That's what I say when I think of an icon.
One?
He is an icon. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, absolutely. So, but he didn't do anything weird or anything. He married a very rich family, married into a very rich family, which he didn't need to do, and she ended up being someone who became inspirational to a lot of other people as well. And then he got married, which whatever, why did that ever happen?
Mm-hmm.
The Heather Mills thing, but anyway, that's something else altogether. Back to Michael Jackson and his money thing, but I guess right now from what I gather, it's kind of even. If they were to sell all his stuff, the net value of his stuff would take care of his debt. However, in his death, he's now going to make more money than he's
right
than he would have.
Everything's already gone up, sales and everything.
Yeah,
they were saying this morning, iTunes sales just shooting through the roof.
Right, so he's going to make enough money to pay off his estate's going to make enough money to pay off the debt. And I was reading Lisa Marie Presley's blog post on her MySpace page. You can just Google that. You can find it easy. It's pretty interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, our marriage wasn't a sham, but it wasn't a regular marriage. We says we loved each other. We got married for reasons that no one else would ever get married for.
Which were?
But she didn't actually go into it, but, you know, we were two unique people who had screwed up childhoods, and we ended up being adults as people who, not many other adults are like us, so we got married for different reasons. Because obviously, if you're going to marry Michael Jackson, you have to have...
There's got to be issues.
There's got to be issues, yeah.
Does she ever look like and sing like her father, though? Lisa Marie?
Oh, absolutely. He had some strong genes going on there. It's funny, the other night they showed the interview of them getting interviewed by, I think it was Diane Sawyer. And at first they just show Michael Jackson. You look at him, he's had such a feminine look about him, you know. Mm-hmm. He looked like a pretty girl, you know. And then they pan over to Lisa Marie next to him, and it's, you can't help but to think, oh, there's Elvis Presley. And which you think of as a manly man kind of thing, you know. So it's like it's almost reversed, you know, because she has such a sculptured face. And mm-hmm. it was very interesting how they kind of switched genre, or not genres, but genders. Kind of weird. Maybe she put a strap on, you think?
Whoa. Moving on to other news. Farrah Fawcett.
She also passed away same day.
Wow. Do you think they planned that?
Yes. God planned that so that Michael Jackson could marry Farrah Fawcett up in heaven.
It's a good story.
They're living happily ever after.
Farrah was fighting cancer for...
Ever.
Quite a while, yeah.
She was a big fighter. Amazing that mm-hmm. she actually lived as long as she did. And I guess she finally said that she would marry, what's his name? Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah.
Which had never happened either. So both
was
of
it,
those
was it her that was the one that said she didn't want to get married?
Yeah. He asked her decades ago. I don't know. That's a good question. You know, maybe she learned a lot of lessons from marrying
into $6 million man.
Lee Majors. And well, there was somebody else too, wasn't there, that she was hooked up with? After Lee?
Yeah, I guess. But who's her kid from? It's not Lee Majors' kid, is it?
I think it is, isn't it?
Oh, the guy in jail? Kid in jail?
Is he in jail?
Yeah.
Kid?
Yeah, he's in jail for, I forget what it was now.
I know he got in some kind
drugs,
of trouble.
Something to do with drugs.
Yeah.
He didn't get to see his mother when she passed away either.
So, yeah, more screwed up kids, which will end up being screwed up adults. Bummer.
Yeah. Well, he's an adult now, really, isn't he?
Yes, of course, if he's in jail, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. But there are actresses and actors, a lot of them are screwed up anyways.
It makes you wonder, you know, how fame affects different people. You know, some just get screwed up and just go right off the deep end, but other ones are like, you know...
Well, I don't know if it's fame that does that. I think it's the person. I think beforehand,
yeah,
there's something wrong going into it.
Possibly,
you know,
yes.
In a lot of cases, there has to be something different about these people that go into that field and do what they do, I think, in a lot of cases.
Sure.
The arts.
Take yourself, for instance.
Yeah, perfect example.
That had nothing to do with your upbringing. It's all in the genes.
It's all in the genes.
Yeah.
These old genes.
Were made for...
walking.
What? Any other news you got over there?
No.
Oh, come on. There is another news here.
There is no other news in the world. You can't top Farrah and Michael.
I know, it's just dead.
Billie Jean, at my door. So if we're done news, you can...
No, we're not done news. Come on.
Oh, okay. We have no time left for the show.
Well, I'm just thinking there was a big story that I wanted to...
Yeah, the in Detroit there. What was her name? She finally confessed to a bribe? Conyers? Well, yeah, is that it? Yeah.
Monica Conyers.
Yeah. She was at everybody's throat saying, oh, you can believe what you want to believe. And then she finally confessed to taking a bribe. For a construction company, a contract job.
Getting rid of sludge.
Yeah.
These metal companies.
She made sure that this company got for some kickback, and she denied, and then finally confessed. And it's her husband, some political guy, got her the job even, I think.
Well, there's...
Boy, that doesn't serve her right.
That's not... there's a famous Conyers in Congress. He's been...
Bush's sidekick there, Lisa Conyers Wright.
Hey, boy. Oh, I knew what it was. We could talk about this on tech, but we're not going to. We're going to talk about it right now. Windows 7 gets...
Oh, man. Why even bring it up?
Because they're cutting the price.
Oh, are they?
They're lowering the price on...
already, and it's not out.
Right.
It's just none of it makes sense. There's six versions of that. three different upgrade versions, three different full versions. You could already get it for half price at Amazon if you order early. And now before it's even out, they're cutting the price.
Half price at Amazon?
Yeah, up to 58% off, I think, on the upgrades. But, and do you know why all this is going on? You just sum it all up in one word. Starts with a J, ends with a K. Junk. It's just junk. It's all it is. It's garbage. It's not worth the box it's put in. Garbage. I didn't mean the PC, but I do mean the PC.
Microsoft shares fell.
Shares.
Fell on the news that they were dropping the price of Windows 7. I was talking to my drummer last night.
Okay.
He's got Windows 7, I think, on his MacBook Pro, 17-inch.
And how do you get an early? Is it out now? Did it finally come out? Is that what happened?
No, you can, kind of, I think you can download the pre-release of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you can also download, you know, boot, you know, illegal versions of it, too. But I think there's a limited time version out there.
And so he's got it, and?
He likes it.
Yeah.
And he's a Mac guy. You know, he runs, works on a Mac, but he comes from a... He also knows a lot of other operating systems. He knows Linux and
Unix. Why does he like it, is what I'd like to know.
I think because he thinks of it as an improvement over any other version of Windows.
Is that a reason to like it, though?
Well...
So if it is an improvement, but it's got to have issues.
Why? Maybe that's the thing. He says it doesn't have as many issues.
I don't know, though. I don't know that maybe he would use it like somebody who would use it full-time to find out. And you're trying to print, and you're trying to burn discs, and you're trying to make an MP3, and you're trying to, you know, do stuff with movies and surfing Bing or whatever the heck it is. Bong. Boing.
That was also brought up last night, too. Boing. Our bass player mentioned it. Have you guys ever heard of Bing? Like,
yeah, Crosby?
Leo, what are you talking about Bing for? Another Mac guy. Actually, the whole band owns Macs now that I think about it.
They're all switching over to 7. It's a lucky number.
That's it. It's lucky.
That's the only
Maybe that's why they named it 7. Because where does the number 7 come from? It's not the 7th version of Windows. Where does Windows 7 come from?
Is it not the 7th?
I don't think so.
Windows 3.1.
Yep.
Are they count DOS?
No. 3.1. Let's start at 3.1, which was the last number.
Windows 95.
That would be 4.
Windows 98.
5.
I don't think... Huh?
5. That's the 5th version.
How do you get 5?
Well, 3.1. Windows 3.1 is the 3rd version of Windows.
It is?
Yes, of course. I'm saying that's when they're... When the naming convention started,
okay.
Windows 3.1 was the version 3.
Windows ME and XP.
That's 6,
and
7,
Vista.
8.
Okay.
It's Windows 7 is version 9.
Yeah. They should have called it OS 10. I'm surprised they didn't try.
Windows.
Come on, man. They're not using
Windows 10.
Or call it like Tiger. They're not using it anymore. What a joke, man. I don't know.
They should have used... like monkey families, like monkeys, chimpanzee, a gorilla, you know, they should have used that.
Something more stupid animal, maybe. What's a really dumb animal? Just stupid. Cows.
Cows are dumb. I don't know.
They just call it cow.
Sure.
Cow 7.
They could have your heifers.
OS 10 7 cow.
Your jerseys.
Heifers, jerseys. It's more like a bunch of bull to me.
Speaking of Windows,
things that work, things that don't. Windows doesn't work, we've established.
Right. Seems like lately for me, things just have not been working. Like, I'm just saying, why doesn't this work? You know, things have just been breaking down, but that's not what you're talking about, stuff that breaks. You're thinking of things that you get that just don't work right.
Well, not necessarily something that breaks down. I mean, you know, you've used something, it's worked well, and it breaks down sometime through its natural course, like my battery. What's up? Sleeping. No wonder it's conserving. I'm trying to see how this fastest thing fails. So, like, even my PowerBook, I can't say it's something that doesn't work because it served me well all this time, and now it's, you know,
it's not serving you so well.
Not anymore. But yeah, I would say things that you get, something you hear about that, oh, this is a big new thing, I'm going to go get one, and you come home only to find that it doesn't work.
Right.
Or some things that you do get that just, like, they're life changing.
Because they work so well.
They work so well, and you use them all the time. And
yes, what was the last life changing thing that you bought?
Life changing?
Yeah, so you just use that
I
word.
No, maybe the Mac.
Oh, there you go.
They just work.
They just
well, this is getting up there now. So, and I can't even complain about my other battery. I had. I can complain. What am I talking about? I was thinking it was my original battery. No, I had a battery. I just got a new battery in this like days ago because I had bought a battery within a year. It was no good anymore. And it had only gone through half of the life cycles that it should have gone through.
It was a little over a year.
Yeah, just over a year. A week over a year.
It was a week, yeah.
That's why it was weak, probably.
Because it was just a little weak over you.
One thing that comes to mind is a buddy of mine, because I have my camera with me all the time, as I'm sure you do. You have a camera everywhere. But we take pictures of the bikes all the time and stuff when we're riding and everything. So he buys me one of those little tripods. I have little tripods, big tripods around and stuff. And, you know, but he just one day at the dollar store grabs a little tripod.
Oh, right. Yeah, the dollar store ones.
And it broke the first time I tried to use it. So you get the camera on it and tighten the thing where you want it,
right?
And it just kind of keeps spinning, and then it's, the camera's loose and
it's done.
It doesn't do anything, right. So yeah, it was just of no use from the beginning. Granted, it was a dollar,
but still it's something.
But it's, you know, somebody's making them, manufacturing them. I mean, they're supposed to work for some length of time or forever.
Exactly.
And it just didn't, period. So there's an example of something that just doesn't work.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
What about design? Do you think design plays a big factor in the reason that things don't work?
Yeah, sure. The design of this thing particularly was a problem. It was a ball in a socket, and whatever you tighten is supposed to tighten that ball, but it just strips, you know, because of the plastic or whatever it is exactly. I'm not sure. So, and I don't know, never looked at it good enough to find out why it actually strips so easily. But even a plastic threaded gadget should last longer than one try, you know.
Obviously. It could obviously be the, that's a manufacturing thing, I think. The plastic just didn't have enough.
Yeah, whatever. It was just, you know, junky made.
Made,
like exactly. And another thing I was thinking about was things that get improved upon, or they think they're improving upon something. And one that I guess is pretty good is Swiffer. You know, there was always the broom and the dustpan, and then at some point in time comes along Swiffer, where you just Swiff everything, and it's on this little catch-all napkin that you you put on the end of your Swiffer. What do you think about that? Do they work?
They obviously work.
Sure.
I keep a hand Swiffer in my car. And you just, when my dashboard.
Yeah, and that's more like a duster kind of thing.
Right, but it's the same material. Is that electrically static charge something? It's something that sucks dust to it.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get it off is shake it really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the most part, most of the stuff stays in there and you have to change them. I think that might also be built into it.
The fact that you have to buy more.
They have to buy more, yeah.
Well, the whole thing about Swiffer is the word disposable. You know what I mean? Everything's disposable, so you have to get a new one. You know what I mean? You're not going to use... You're going to Swiffer your living room and then take the thing off and throw it away. Where you probably could shake it and use it a number of times, really.
Yes, for sure.
You know, I think most people, especially women, will think that, no, I can't use it twice. If you were to do that, your wife would yell at you, no. You don't use that two times. What do you... You put a new one on there.
Is that your wife?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't think she'd want to use this... If it's dirty, you know what I mean? You use it again. Where I would.
Oh, yeah.
I would use it again. I'd get all the stuff off it. And I'm sure it would keep picking stuff up for a while. You know what I mean? But she... I'm sure she would want to use a fresh one. So either I do housework when she's not there.
Which you did for a couple of weeks.
Well, the end of the period, yeah.
Now, since you spend a lot of time at home, do you take on a larger responsibility?
I do everything. All the cooking, all the cleaning, all the laundry. I do everything, yeah.
You do everything?
Everything, yeah. No, I don't. I do a fair amount, I'd say. Yeah, I try to. I just don't think that things need to be done as often as she thinks they need to be done, you know?
Right. And you think she's that way because she's just a woman, or is just the way
I think so.
Yeah,
partial, a little bit of both, maybe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. She likes everything spotless, and I'll clean things and do the tables and with a damp cloth and everything, and she'll go back and do them all again. Especially if I go out of the room, she'll go. I'll come back in the room and she's over there wiping them off again. And I'm like, "What? What are you doing? Well, you didn't clean them right. They weren't clean."
So then you say, "Well, then I'm not going to do it because you're going to do it again."
That's what happens. Yeah, yeah.
You might as well just do it right the first time.
And then at some point, I'll end up doing it again, but. But usually, yeah, it's never done right. So she likes a clean ship.
A ship shape ship.
Yeah.
So when she got you, when she hooked up with you, you're the thing. You're the thing that didn't work.
Yeah.
I got a broken one.
I don't do windows. I do quite a bit.
Your windows, at least in your living room, must be, that's got to be, you got to need a
chore. Yeah. Some of the stuff gets done. The ones that we can't get to will get done on the outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They have somebody comes and does all that stuff in for the building. And then the other things that we actually have all the access to, like even the balcony, they'll do outside. You can pay a small nominal fee to have them do the other stuff, but we don't because it's not that bad. She loves to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
I don't do windows.
Speaking of your apartment, I remember when you first moved in, you had a refrigerator that didn't work right off the bat.
Yeah.
Brand new fridge, don't work.
Brand new, yeah. But, well, the thing, too, part of that is the fact that it was a brand new unit, the actual condo. However, the building's 3 years old. So nobody's lived in there or anything. So the refrigerator was 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So although it wasn't used.
Oh, right.
But it just sits there and on. I guess because, you know, they show the units and whatever, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be bad.
But I think 3 years was how long that building's been there. And there's still a couple units left that aren't sold yet. So.
And they're building another one next door.
The same company is building a building next door, but it's a senior place.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know how it differs than the senior place I'm in. Well, no, I'm just saying there's a lot of seniors in there.
Oh, really?
Like senior people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seem like there's a fair amount of like almost retired type people.
Exactly. Whereas the place on the other side of you is people who can't take care of themselves, who are
assisted living. Yeah. And that's what I thought they were building on the other side. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's a retirement living. So it's just probably something that's going to be really more geared towards people that do not work, you know? I don't know what that means. I guess maybe more and better amenities. I don't know.
Sure.
We have pretty much everything in our place. I don't know what they'd have, you know, at a place that was more geared towards that, but remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen. Everybody's getting older, and I think a lot of those places, are going to get filled. People are going to sell their houses and just move into a condo.
Oh, yeah. And as expensive as the place... Sunrise next door is like it's very expensive, and it's a full house, man. It's hard to get in there, I think.
You pay like a monthly thing as opposed to you own your unit kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, it's assisted living.
Whereas the place on the other side probably is going to be condos, monthly. Though, isn't it?
I think it is more of a condo.
Yeah.
But it's a seniors' place condo, so I'm thinking they may have a restaurant and things in there. You know what I mean? Like Sunrise has an actual restaurant and everything inside. Like, not that anybody can go to, but it's a full blown, you know what I mean?
Right. So the kids of the people who live there can go and have
something
you can go and with have their mom or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So, have you ever bought a car that you bought it and then like 3-4 months later, things just started sucking on it? And you say, gee, I really wish I could get rid of this car, but I'm in it now. And one thing keeps going after the other. Boom, boom, alternator, generator.
I don't think I've had anything like that happen just buying a vehicle, but maybe down the road, you know?
Okay.
So, but, and
that happens.
Yeah. But that's what I'm getting at, I guess, with things that work and things that don't is when you first get something, you know, it just doesn't work. You know, you buy something, and have you ever had that happen? You buy a lemon?
I bought a lemon, yeah.
Was it a new car or a used car?
It was a used car, yeah. But, you know, you take it for a drive, and, you know, you think it's good. Take it to your mechanic. Yeah, it says everything looks pretty good, but then it just starts crapping out.
Actually, there was one vehicle. Atlanta had gotten an 88 YJ Jeep. And as soon as we bought it and drove away, she was crying because she didn't want it.
Literally crying?
Yeah. She was really upset because of all the... it had a lot of rust and stuff on it, you know? The price was good. The thing ran really well. And it was a really good deal. But it did have a lot of rust on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had talked a little bit about it. Like, you know, I can get somebody to do all this and paint it. You know what I mean? And right. It would be pretty much next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which... didn't end up work. That part of it wasn't going to be as cheap as I thought it was going to be. So we ended up bringing it somewhere else. We ended up taking it to Mako. But the whole thing was that she just bought it. She got this, you know, her first Jeep and probably her third actual vehicle. And she was really upset just because of the way it looked. And she just kind of wished, yeah, you know, I just shouldn't have got it, you know.
Bummer.
But we brought it right away and it was done right away and it looked fantastic when it was done.
And
it
was
a pretty cool Jeep, yeah. But then there was something wrong with the carburetor, and it would die on her all the time at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get to work. And that was, there was a couple things, actually. There was a, now that I talk about this thing, there was a banging to it when you take off from a start. It took a long time to find out what it was, and it ended up being a muffler clamp of some kind.
Okay.
I think is what it was in the end. And then the carburetor thing. So there was a few things that came over a short period of time.
Sure.
And I'm going to say it wasn't long before we got rid of the vehicle, though.
That's too bad.
She might have had it for a year.
Mm. And you were the person who turned her on to Jeeps?
Yeah. Yeah. I had an 88 YJ at the time.
Oh, you had one as well?
Yeah.
And she was into that.
They were both red, too.
I want to say lifestyle, but just having a Jeep. Because, you know, because owning a Jeep, I think you got to be a special kind of person to own a Jeep.
You have to be really special.
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's not just anybody that buys a Jeep, I don't think, or anybody in their right mind anyway. But, you know, it was cool, and the idea of it's cool, and you know, you take the top off, and it's they're fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But are they a comfortable vehicle? Not really, no.
Practical.
Or practical.
Right.
You know. They're built for something in particular, although they're, you know, they're just a civilian thing anymore, but...
Right. So, basically, it's like a badge you wear that says, I'm not practical.
Yeah, I'm not practical. I'm not comfortable.
I'm not comfortable. Especially someone in your state, Big JD.
Yeah. It's
the fact that you drive a Jeep.
But now it's a little bit different.
Banged up.
It's a much bigger vehicle, so the ride is much different. Mine is a lot different than the small...
Right.
Two-door Jeeps. And plus automatic, so I'm not in and out with a clutch anymore. So all those little things help. Plus I still get to drive a Jeep.
Awesome. What I was going to mention about manufacturing of things that don't work. Do you think as we got older and a lot more manufacturing moved offshore, more things didn't work? Or do you think as a kid, things didn't work just as much as they do now? I think things were built better when we were kids.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't want to sound like an old man. Hey, they don't make them like they used to, eh?
Yeah, I don't think things were as mass-produced back then as they are now. Like a lot of things, little
produced.
Things. Yeah, that's what I mean by mass, I guess. Just like millions and just getting them out there, you know? They're cheap.
Yeah.
Because labor's pretty cheap in a lot of countries.
Well, that's the whole thing. You make something in China, which is where everything is made, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're still cooking?
I'm just wondering about the time.
Oh, right, time.
You can switch that to time and we'll see.
Well, no, it's as soon as we get to 2,000 measures, the show's done.
Is that right? Right?
Time. Okay. And I'm thinking that quality... standards in the countries that are making them are not as high as the places where they're going to be sold.
Right.
So it's like it's a built-in flaw there that apparently the companies don't really take into account so much, I don't think, is this cultural difference between where they're manufactured and where they're sold.
Mm-hmm.
People expect different levels of quality in different places, I think.
True, yeah.
And are we snobbish here in North America?
No. I don't think we're snobbish. I think
we're entitled to something.
We just want to get something as cheap as possible and for it to last as long as possible.
Yeah. Things aren't lasting as long as they should, you would think.
And they're not always as cheap as they should be either.
I think we're lucky in the cheap part, but then then we have shows like this where we're talking about stuff that doesn't work.
Well, yeah. But even when things are cheap, sometimes it's not so bad, I guess, because if something doesn't work, then it's not expensive to get another one or, you know. But then would you buy another one of the same thing if one doesn't work, you know?
That's a good question.
And what about things like, not necessarily things that break down, but things that just don't work when you get them? Like there's all kinds of new things now for opening lids off of, and cans, cutting the top off cans. And, you know, have you ever tried any of those things? The battery operated stuff and that, do they work?
For three or four times, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the gear mechanism is so cheap, it just breaks off. Or
a lot of times, those things, they just don't seem to be better than, you know, what's already kind of been there, you know, like you get one of these battery operated things, or your batteries are dead and you can't use it, so you got to revert back to, you know, what you've always used for the last 30 years. Or
right.
It just, you know, the way that it sits on there and you got to fight with it or something like that. And here you can just put a can opener on and open it up real quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get the different ones. Oh, this one's better because it cuts from around the outside of the can and not just the top, or, you know, like things like that.
Is there such a thing yet?
Yeah. Yeah. That some of those things, it sits on there and then it cuts around the outside
near the
top.
Wow.
So you're left with like a little thing.
Nice sharp edge on top.
But then something like that. Yeah. Something like that, though, you can't necessarily put the lid inside it either, which is kind of convenient. Just so that you don't get cut somehow. You can, you know, do you usually empty something out and put the lid inside it and put it in the garbage?
Yes, in the recycle bin, yes.
Have you ever thought that, putting something like that in the garbage, that at some point you might grab your garbage and cut your hand because it's just in the garbage by itself?
No, because all the tin cans go in the same recycle bin.
Oh, that's right. They go in the plastic bin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a time when you would just throw that stuff in the garbage.
I know, and I feel so. I can't imagine all the cans that are in the garbage just because of me. I'm filling up a landfill full of cans. But yeah, back in the day, I don't know if I ever thought of that so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I would throw broken glass in the garbage. Just hoping someone would pick it up and cut themselves. No, I'm just kidding.
But usually people do. You clean the glass and you throw it in the garbage bag. But somebody can get cut by that. Picking it up or picking it up with two hands sometimes, or especially like in a place like ours, we have a chute. So, you know, you get in the chute and it's the bag's bigger and you sometimes might push on it.
Oh, right.
So if there's a can lid in there or glass or anything like that, that's something to be aware of.
And that just shows you how far garbage bag technology has gone.
Garbage bag technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, they have the flex bags now.
But I think you could still get cut.
Oh, I'm sure you probably could, yeah.
Not that strong.
Whereas my wife, she buys the cheapest garbage bags ever.
I would pretty much buy the cheapest garbage bags too, but
they're too thin.
Well, yeah, there are some that are just too thin, I suppose. But
yes,
I hate a ripped garbage bag too. But
I agree.
But garbage bags can be expensive. You get the ones with the ties in them now, and the extra heavy duty, and the size of them, and they're like, you know, a lot of money for something you're only throwing away.
That's right. It's like firewood.
Let me pay double for these, and they're just going in the garbage. Right, they are the garbage.
They are the garbage, yes. Let me throw some other stuff in the garbage.
What was that?
That was a cramp in my foot.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm sitting on my new chair, which happens to work fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new chair, and it's working. But it's high. I feel like I'm high.
It's a high chair.
I don't feel like I'm high, but I feel like I'm high off the ground.
Well, you probably are.
Because
it can go down, can't it?
Whereas if I was sitting in my old chair, I'd be up forward more, and my feet would be able to touch the ground even at this same height mm-hmm. as my butt. But now I'm sitting way back, so my feet come off the ground.
Does it tilt?
It tilts this way, and the back tilts this way.
Okay.
And of course, it goes up and down.
Nice. I'm going to be looking into a new chair, I think.
I think you need one.
A little more ergonomically correct.
Do the research. There's the really nice ones.
You must have already done it, no? Is it a good chair?
This is a decent chair for the money. What I would have liked to have had is the arms that go like this, which you definitely should get. The arms that move in and out.
They move in and out too, yeah?
And up and down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
So they fits your body. But things that don't work, it sucks. But that's what we have to live with. Things that...
You know what's really bad, too, are things that work intermittently. That's a pisser.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of something
worked,
now.
But the next day, it doesn't work. Try it again, it works. Then it doesn't work. I guess you'd consider it something that doesn't really work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't serve your purpose. And then those are the hardest things to either take back. Because you know when you take it back and you show the person it's going to work.
It works fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't win in those situations. Unless, of course, you got a Griffin Simplify. That's a weird company. I bought something. It doesn't work. And it exhibited some behavior when it was brand new. So there was a problem with it was brand new, but I never attributed it to this device because it was something I hook up to my computer. Mm-hmm. And they're going to send me a new one. But before they send me a new one, they want me to crush this one here and actually
videotape it or take pictures.
Take a
or
picture of it destroyed and then put the destroyed product on.
Oh, what am I thinking? Photoshop. You can make that look as destroyed as you want.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen everything, these people over at Griffin.
And you've had other USB things that didn't work, right?
Oh, yeah. You bought me a hub, and in less than 30 days, it didn't work.
And the hub I got, I guess, was the same as the one that you had previously, which was the reason why you wanted me to get another one?
It was the same brand, but it wasn't the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was good anyway, I guess, but it still didn't work.
It was a Belkin, by the way. I won't buy another Belkin.
But your other Belkin one didn't work either. That's why you had to get the new one.
Yes, yeah, exactly right. The other Belkin one I had was nice. It was a 7-port USB hub, which you don't see too many of those around. And it just died.
Seven. There's that number again.
Lucky seven.
Chunk.
Good point.
You got to go with 11. OS 11. That's going to be something. So, anyway.
Anyway. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit BigJD.com for more details.
For those of you that didn't know, our very own Big JD recently released his debut blues CD, available at iTunes and Amazon.com. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Hard rock, heavy metal, heavy blues. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, available now at iTunes and Amazon.com.
Dave, Jeff, Mark.
Yeah. It's coming July 2009. An all-new release from Canada's premier power metal trio, Wicked Angel. That's right, old-school metal from the 80s. The new CD contains remastered demo tracks, studio tracks, and live tracks, and as well, a brand new song. That's right, Wicked Angel 2009, the remastered collection on CDN Records.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, which you're listening to, of course, Sunday morning or everywhere else, no, or beyond. But, of course, we didn't mention that we are pre-recording this show.
Yes,
we are. And why are we? Golf.
I got a gig tonight.
Okay.
So I'll probably be up late. I probably won't get home till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And tomorrow morning, I am golfing at 1 o'clock. So
okay.
It would be just too tight.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed right now and not rush to go play golf after. Which I did last week for Father's Day, which, by the way, was a ton of fun.
Was it? The kids enjoy themselves?
Kids had fun.
Do they want to golf again?
Jonas does. Eric's not so hot on golf, but he's got great form.
Yeah,
it's just he's missing a couple things, and he'd be an awesome golfer. But I think he just enjoyed it just to be out with his father and father-in-law. He hates his brother right now.
Oh, would they? What happened? Somehow they have
a blow-up? No. It just seems like they can't get along.
Yeah, it's kids.
Yeah, different sibling philosophies. Because Eric goes out a lot. He's out with his buddies. Whereas Jonas, he's in love and he's just on the phone with his girlfriend, or he's at his girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. So last night there was a party and he comes see, and we wanted Jonas to go.
Yeah.
Why can't Jonas go? Eric did not want to take him with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's not coming. Nope. I don't want him around.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, funny.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, once again. Things that work, things that don't. I got them broke down Harley Davidson blues. Canned heat.
I've got them broke down Harley Davidson blues. Started out with this basket case. I thought I'd make quite a fine. I paid my mama and took the thing home. Folks thought I was out of my mind. Cussing and kicking, I got the thing around and headed down the road with my motor just a-gunning. There came a knocking noise from down by my shoe. I've got them broke down Harley Davidson blues. I pulled off the road and got to a station, and no one could figure out what in tarnation was making that knocking noise down deep in her soul. So I twisted and I tightened and pounded and turned, but the man shook his head and said,
"Boy, I think he's burned."
Sitting by the road with a handful of screws, I got the
That's a. You think those guys drove Harleys? Can't he?
I'm thinking they may very well have. I don't know if I've had seen them on bikes or something. Something comes to mind that I might have seen an old record cover with them around bikes, I can't recall. They look like biker guys.
I love Can't Heat.
Can't Heat's cool.
Yes.
Harley Davidson blues.
Awesome.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What are we talking about this week?
Cool little device that is reminiscent of something that I saw at Macworld in January, which is a projector for movies that are on your iPod Touch or your iPhone.
Cool.
So you can, instead of, you know, if you have a movie that you want to show, you know, 3-4 people, you can gather around and watch this little screen, or you can stick it in one of these little devices and project it on the wall in front of you.
And what's really cool is the way that it sits in this little thing and it projects from behind it so that you can actually work the controls or whatever. And then,
right.
It's kind of neat.
It's very neat.
And I'm wondering, do they have a remote at all for that?
You want to give them the name? I don't have the page up myself right this minute.
I don't either, but I'm looking for it.
Oh, sorry. That was silly of me that I sent it away to you.
Beambox.
It's the Mili.
Is it the company? Mili Evolution.
Is that what the way you pronounce it? It's M-I-L-I.
Mili?
Or Mili, one or the other.
I'm going to say Mili, like my life. I don't know.
That's like the flip camera, the Minnow?
Minnow.
No, it's Minnow. They Minnow. Made it Minnow. But they didn't spell it like M-I-N-N-O-W. They spelled it M-I-N-O, so people would say Minnow.
Oh, I would think it would be
Mino. It would be pronounced Mino, though.
Oh, I would think Mino.
Or you're saying Mino.
Yeah.
Holy moly. But they want Mino because it's something that's small.
Mini, small, mini, minnow.
Minnow. Fish. So they want minnow. Yes. Fish. Exactly. I'm not sure.
Beanbox outs the, what do you say, Millie?
My
Evolution Lai. Mini power projector for iPhone and iPod Touch.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would work with mine that I have now.
I'm sure it will. It just plugs into the, you insert it into a dock connector and boom, you're projecting your movies on a wall or wherever.
Big screen, yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm not sure how big it gets before it gets crappy, but.
So you could actually go to an old drive-in that doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sit your iPod on the dash of the car, shoot it out the window at the big screen.
Yep.
Have all your buddies come and watch movies on the.
Plug the audio jack into an FM transmitter and they can all listen to it in their car.
Isn't that something? You know what would be sweet, man? I told you this before, that having a drive-in again would be sweet, didn't I?
We're building that one over there on 42, aren't we?
Wow, that would be the coolest thing ever. And I think it would be great, and I think it would do well. But what if you had like the more high-tech style thing like that?
I don't know. I don't think it'll go. I don't think it has... As soon as you get the high-tech aspect into it, you kind of get rid of the old... school.
Well, yeah, but driving. A big screen and people drive up and watch. However that happens. Does it have to be film anymore?
Well, no. Nothing's film anymore, is it?
I'm sure it is. What do they use in the theater? Film.
It's all film, yeah. Of course.
Sure. Back to the Millie.
What's the company? Beatbox? Is that what it's called?
Beatbox, yeah.
So that's...
Beanbox, isn't it? Beanbox? Beanbox.
Beanbox, My Lai, iPod, iPhone, projector, and that's going to sell for, what'd you say, $250?
$255. let's give a little bit of specs on this thing. The projector works in conjunction with your iPhone, iPod Touch, docking it into the unit, which then acts as a projector and charger in one.
Oh,
and boom. The LCOS projector boasts 10 lumens of brightness for VGA projection of an image from 3 to 70 inches.
70 inches, so
that's big.
That's
like double the size of our TVs.
2 inches short of 6 feet.
Yeah. But, you know, most people have a 42, 46-inch TV.
Right. But ours projection, but I'm thinking projection is, you can get some pretty big-ass projection TVs.
Well, the big ones you get usually go up to like around, a lot of them say, I think, 80 inches or something like that. Not much different than this.
Okay.
I think that's their, kind of a standard going size. It'll cost about $255 when it's released next week. I guess that's it.
Cool.
There's some more product specifications on the picture, but the picture is too small for me to read that. What a great unit, though. Cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Jabber quote. Did we get a quote?
This week's quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of things that definitely work. You want a hammer? They got one that works. You want a screwdriver? They got one of those too. You want a used car? Use Jeep XY.
XY.
They have one of those too. And this week's quote is from.
This week's quote is I don't know whoever. I think it's like one of those Murphy's Law things. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What's that mean?
Oh, that is the quote.
That's the quote.
Oh, okay. It's what do you mean Murphy's Law?
When you're looking up quotes again for fixing things and stuff, you're finding money quotes and stuff.
Oh, right. Quotes. Yeah.
Murphy's Law.
I know Murphy's Law
is a big conglomerate, big. The bird's cage is going up and down. Still going. Is that you?
No.
See that?
Yeah.
It bounces up and down, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Murphy's Law, there's lots of laws that are under the Murphy's Law umbrella, and there are things like that. If it's not broke, don't fix it. What else?
Murphy's Law is what I always thought is if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. I thought that's what Murphy's Law.
Well, there's all kinds, though. If you look up Murphy's Law, there's millions of them.
Oh, I know. My in-laws have that on
their
there
you go. They're Murphy's. They made the laws.
Yes. And it's hanging on their walls. Big, long, at least 30.
Yeah, yeah. Of them. Those are all
Murphy's Law-isms.
The origin and laws of Murphy in one place. I don't know what the origin is in that, but that might be a... Here, the history, true story of Murphy Law. Following our, Murphy's Law, if anything can go wrong, it will, was born at Edwards Air Force Base in 1949 at North Base.
We thought it was like some old Irish...
Edward A. Murphy, an engineer working on Air Force Project MX-981, a project, in brackets, okay, designed to see how much sudden deceleration a person can stand in a crash. One day after finding that a transducer was wired wrong, he cursed the technician responsible and said, if there is any way to do it wrong, he'll find it. So anyway, that's where it...
Well, that's the Murphy Law thing. I thought it was like some old... I thought it was like old Irish pagan something, you know. But no. Okay, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
That's this week's quote.
Right.
And
and why would somebody fix something if it wasn't broken? And they do.
To make it work better.
That's usually... Make it work better. Make it look different. Make it... It could mean anything, you know. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Maybe they want to change something.
Change for change's sake. That's usually the problem.
Is that another thing? Change for change's sake?
Or change for the sake of change. Some people are just into that. I've the same old... It works fine, but I'm tired of that. I want something new. I see other people who have something new or something that works more efficiently than this thing here, so they try to change it. Mm-hmm. And then they go about and they really fix it. I'll fix it.
Sometimes people just try and pry into things to see what's inside or what's, you know, that kind of thing too. And that's can sometimes be a form of sort of trying to fix right. what isn't broken.
Exactly. I took apart my iPhone last night, put it back together. It looks pretty good, eh?
No, you didn't. do we have an audio classified?
Auto classified. What are you talking about?
Audio classifieds. For sale, one iPod.
Oh, right. That's just one thing you would never take apart. Remember back when I was a kid, I would take apart radios and tape decks and stuff.
Sure, same here.
And try to put it back together again.
And but, now I don't even want to take anything apart now. Well, that no has kidding. To be taken apart. I can't stand taking anything apart anymore. Working on it, fixing it. I have things that need to be taken apart.
Sure.
I want nothing to do with it. I got to take apart my eMac.
It's the clip thing, I think.
Clips?
Things are made with clips.
C-clips and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so you take a clip and it breaks and then that part's loose forever.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Or you just, it goes, ting, it's gone. You never find it. Little clips.
No, I was pointing to the mic stand.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. That thing ever fly right across the whole room.
Oh, it could have killed somebody.
Yeah, put an eye out for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I'm still scared of that all the time now. When I pull at it, like, you know, longer.
Right. Just don't ever play with the joints.
I don't know what we did exactly, but...
Let's not do it again. But anyway, next week's show.
Oh, yeah. What do we got coming up next week on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo? We're both trying to get to the... That's okay.
You got it.
I'll take it out later. All right. Next week on the show, as we wait for my... Oh, let's check on my battery time first. 60%. Says I got 2 hours. This has been an hour now.
Right.
So I'm looking at maybe another hour. But still, a couple hours, that's not enough. It's not that long.
No.
If I was watching a movie, I might get through the movie and that's it. So, I don't know what the situation is there. But anyway, summer fun. We want you to get the most out of your summer. We discuss all the fun things you can do during the nice weather and your summer vacation.
So it's a summer guide.
Sure.
Sounds like research.
Big JD and Lippo's summer guide.
And that includes going to New York.
Research. Sure does.
Yes.
That's coming up too.
You're still going.
Still going. One way or another. Don't know how yet.
One way or another. Okay, cool. So that's going to be the show next week. I think we're going to be actually doing a live show.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the contact page of the Jabbercast website. No, it's all one page. Thejabbercast.com has everything on that one page, including the contact information and our little My Chingo widget, which you can record your voice, and we hear it on the other end over here, and we'll do whatever we want with it.
Don't forget that Jabbercast is always available as a podcast in iTunes and everywhere else.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Shut her down.